Cool.
Good. Hey, did y'all get one of these yet? Smart card? Okay, it tells me if you're a good person.
Alright.
You want to try it real quick? You put your thumb up there for 15 seconds. If it turns green, it means you're a good person.
Alright.
Alright, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Did anybody turn green?
Yes.
Are you lying?
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to turn green all over.
All around?
Yep, like the whole box should be bright green.
Oh.
What? It doesn't turn green for me.
I'm a bad person.
All right, well, here. Do y'all have a Christian background?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to church.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you think you've kept the Ten Commandments?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, have you ever told a lie?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you call someone that tells a lie?
A liar.
A liar. All right. I told lies, too. Have you ever taken anything without asking?
Yes.
All right. I have two. Piece of paper, pencil, anything. And what do you call someone that steals?
Steal a thief.
That's a football team, right?
Yes.
A thief, right?
Yep.
Now, have you always obeyed your parents?
No.
No. All right. Have you ever had hatred towards somebody?
Yes.
Do you know what Jesus said about that? He said that if you have hatred towards someone, it's the same thing as actually killing that person. It's equal to murder. All right. So we've been through a few of the commandments. By your own admission, I'm just as guilty. You're a liar, a thief, you disobeyed your parents, and you're a murderer at heart. And when you stand before God on Judgment Day, do you think you'd be innocent or guilty?
Guilty.
Right? Now, based on the fact that you're guilty, do you think you'd go to heaven or hell?
Heaven. I mean, no.
Hell. That's what, we don't deserve heaven, right? Nobody's good enough to get to heaven. Nobody's perfect. Only God's good. Now, let's say, what's your name?
Devontae.
Let's say that Devontae did horrible things on earth. He broke the law, and he got caught. And he's standing before a judge, and the judge says, Devontae, do you have any final words? And you say, yes, judge, I'm really, really sorry. Please forgive me. Can he just let you go?
No.
No, he's going to say, Devontae, I can't let you go. You broke the law. The fine must be paid. And that fine is going to be $100,000. Now, let's say that Devontae don't have that much money, and he can't come up with the money, so he's going to be put in jail for a long time instead. Now, as he's being hauled out of the courtroom, the courtroom doors swing open, and this guy comes running in like a maniac. He says, Judge, wait. I love Devontae like a brother, and I don't want him to go to jail. I sold my house and my car and everything I had, and I'm going to pay his fine. And he gives the judge $100,000.
That's Jesus.
Right, that's Jesus. But how did you feel towards that man that paid your fine?
Good.
Grateful, right? And see, now he can get free, not because he's sorry, only because the fine's been paid. And that's what Jesus Christ did for us 2,000 years ago. He died on the cross. He stepped into God's eternal courtroom and said, God, I don't want these people to go to hell. And he says, I'm going to die on the cross for all the bad things that they've done, all the lies that they've told, all the bad thoughts that they've had. I'm going to suffer for them, and I'm going to pay their fine so that they don't have to go to hell. And see, what you have to do to get God's forgiveness is repent and trust. And repentance means you turn away from your sinful lifestyle. You don't desire to do those things that you used to do. You don't desire to lie or steal or have bad thoughts. You turn away from them and you place all your trust in Jesus Christ and that He paid your fine. All right? So have you all done that?
Yes.
Repented and trusted? All right. And I encourage you to, what did God command us to do?
Live by the laws.
Yeah. Listen to our father and our parents. And
basically, the Ten Commandments.
Ten Commandments. But, all right, as a Christian, he gave us the Great Commission. He told us to go out into all the world and share the gospel with everyone, right? Have you ever heard that before? That we're supposed to go out and witness to people?
Mm-hmm.
All right, 150 years from now, where do you think you'll be? Probably dead, right? So we would be in eternity, heaven or hell. And if you're saved, you're going to go to heaven. And the only thing that's going to matter 150 years from now is what you did for Jesus Christ, what you did for God. So I encourage you to go out there and you live for Christ no matter what. All right, you're going to run into temptations and trials and tribulations. It's not an easy life, but you just got to keep at it and stay faithful and focus on Jesus Christ, all right? Because that's what's going to matter in 150 years from now. It's only what you did for God, all right? Do you have any questions or anything? No? All right, I'll give you one of these two. It has some really good information in there. My name's Shayna. Okay. one more. There you go. And what's your name?
Brian.
David.
CJ.
Devontae.
Devontae too? Hey. Are y'all brothers or something?
Cousins.
Oh, that's cool. All right. Well, y'all have a wonderful day, and I thank you for talking to me.
Thanks.